It's a fire bigger than New York City, and so far, it's 0% contained.
The wind's our enemy right now. As soon as those winds die down and give us some opportunity to get a handle on the fire, that's what we're waiting for.
But it could be days before a break in the high winds. Until then, the nearly 3,000 firefighters battling the blaze are doing what they can to try to get ahead of the flames.
We go anywhere, you know, anywhere anybody needs help, and we're just here to do our part.
It may be a while before they can return home. Winds are expected to pick up through the week.
Osama bin Laden was killed like Hussein, among his family and children. The shout of glory by Hussein in Karbala was repeated by Osama bin Laden in Abbottabad. How far, how impossible, to ever be humiliated by America. How far, how impossible, to be humiliated by the crusader ignorance, by the treacherous Pakistani government, and by giving up the rights of the Ummah and its sanctities and its dignity.
About 15 years ago, my accountant died in Springfield, and I said, what? I'm a lawyer. I'm a senator. My tax return's not that complicated. I'll do it myself. Every member of Congress should be required to do their own personal income tax return. I guarantee we'd have tax simplification overnight. The complexity of the system, I think you would agree, needs to be continually reviewed so that we can make it within the grasp of ordinary Americans to understand how their taxes are being calculated. If there's a mystery associated with it, there is a sense of injustice.
Welcome to the White House, and congratulations to the Auburn Tigers. This visit was originally scheduled to happen a couple of months ago, but 2 days before this team was supposed to be in Washington, the state of Alabama was hit by a series of devastating tornadoes. 2 days after the tornado, almost 70 Auburn coaches, players, and athletic department staff, led by a coach, traveled to Pleasant Grove and Coleman to help out with relief efforts. And even though one of the toughest hit areas by the storm was the home of the Crimson Tide, this team knew what we all know in situations like this, which is we're all on the same team. We're all Americans. The reason, obviously, we're celebrating today is because of a happier moment for the people of Alabama, and to congratulate the Tigers for winning their first national title since before I was born.
Mr. President, on behalf of Auburn football, I want to present you with this helmet.
That's a nice-looking helmet there.
As well as your exclusive Auburn football national championship
exclusive
jersey.
There you go.